Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WIP. WIP Sports Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
WIP Morning Show.
You're here again.
Hi, Al. How are you?
Jeez, Murphy, it's my worst nightmare.
Hobbled all in here this morning. Good morning, everybody. John Johnson with you. Ava Graham is back, Al.
Yes, Ava's back. She did a Quizno in Wildwood. Yep.
Quizzo. You're adding an N for no reason. It should be two Z's, but you're close. Same
but
different.
Nobody knows the answers. I call it Quizno. They all cheat. It's the worst kept secret in America. It's a bunch of cheaters like the Little League team from Rhode Island.
We're going to get into your physical situation shortly, Al.
Got a bit of a broken foot, but that's good.
Rhea Hughes is here this morning. Good morning, Rhea.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find the Alex Cora sound on how proud he was of his team in the ninth inning.
They were so proud. They were. Played without brains. It's not easy.
Oh, boy. We have a lot to get into today. We have some A-list guests. We're going to get into that in just a moment. A whole lot happened yesterday during the day and then, of course, at night. Now, we have to begin at night. But before we talk about what transpired at Fenway Park between the hours of 7 and around 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Al, before the game, we had huge news. Huge news.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something all three of us, every caller here at WIP, every listener at WIP of the WIP Morning Show would be so happy and pleasant to hear. Gabe Kapler, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, has been listening to the WIP Morning Show. Did you know this?
No.
He has been listening to the morning show.
Uh-oh.
And is taking notes on what has been said since Sunday afternoon. How do we know this, you ask?
Yeah.
Last night, right here on 94 WIP, our pregame show, Scott Fransky, brilliant at play-by-play. He
LA. LA was on the road.
LA went on the road trip.
He likes Boston.
He loves Boston.
Yeah, because, well, yeah.
So
he went there, yeah, played there, cost us Bagwell. Yeah.
So before each and every game, Scott Fransky has a manager show with Gabe Kapler.
Oh, cool.
And, of course, Rhys Hoskins came up because Rhys Hoskins, after batting leadoff over the weekend, was batting leadoff again yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm trying not to smile and laugh.
Yeah, but it worked.
And he was asked about it, and this is how we find out he's been listening to WIP. Take a listen to his response.
I know some of the stuff that's been talked about. This is not about giving everybody an award. I know some of the stuff that's been talked about on talk radio. It's more about saying, you did your job. We respect that. More times than not, over the course of the next 10, 20, 30 games, that is going to yield a result like a double or a home run. And we trust in your process. I'm protecting my player.
Al Morgani, it's not about a participation trophy. It's not about awards like talked about on sports talk radio. It's about supporting the guy. He said it's not about participation, but then in the same answer said it was. That's exactly what he said.
Well, it's going to work. It's going to work, though. He's going to pay off with the big hit.
So it's not about participation, but it is about participation and just throwing support.
Yeah.
So he contradicted himself within all of 15 seconds.
That's okay.
But the point, the fact of the matter is, he is listening to WIP.
Yeah.
He is listening what callers, the listeners of this station, are calling in and venting about.
Yeah.
And that is everything right there. So he knows the public opinion about him.
Yeah.
Which is going to make 9 o'clock this morning very interesting.
Yeah.
As Gabe Kapler joins the WIP Morning Show with you and Angelo and Rhea every Wednesday morning.
But now it's you and Mitch.
It's me and Mitch.
It ought to be good.
This is going to be a lot of fun. And most certainly knowing now that he has been listening to WIP and he knows what the public perception has been since Sunday and the comments made after his after the team's second loss to the Padres and his full support and how proud he is of his players, this is going to make 9 o'clock very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, last night in Boston.
He wouldn't have wanted to be on my text message thread last night.
And Rhea was very, what's the correct word
to use? Animated?
Animated is a great word to use, Al. If you ever responded to text messages, you would have been involved in it as well.
Oh, I text Al.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah. I didn't respond because I was in the middle of watching my own team meltdown.
Well, the Phillies last night in Boston. Aaron Nola's on the mound. We all know if there is a closer thing to a guarantee,
yep,
Aaron Nola's going to
be it.
It
was the best bet of the night.
It was the best bet. You would very much almost expect him to go at least seven strong innings. The question is, will he get enough run support?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Bats last night were facing their kryptonite. An opposing pitcher with an ERA north of six. to the Philadelphia Phillies this season, that is the equivalent to facing Cy Young. His name last night, Brian Johnson. Thankfully, they took advantage of that guy who was terrible in the first inning. So many pitches in the dirt, Al. The guy had no command whatsoever.
Nah.
It was very evident the entire first inning. The Bats knocked in three runs in the top of the first.
Yeah.
It was great. Three runs on four hits. We're like, all right. You bang in one or two more insurance runs. Even if Nola's a little off his game, this is a sure W. We're back on track. After the first inning, the Phillies Bats recorded all of three hits.
Yeah.
No runs after that first inning three-run output. Aaron Nola, he had moments where he allowed a leadoff hit, leadoff the extra base hit, but he was able to escape each and every one of those. His only weakness, he served up a soft, I don't know if it was a hanging curveball or not.
You guys mentioned earlier on the Overlap show, his demeanor. It's like, it's amazing to
me. For my purposes.
Flatliner.
If I'm going, just to paint a quick picture, if I'm going to cover a Phillies game and Aaron Nola's pitching and I want to just get a quick soundbite from him before the game, he's a horrible soundbite for my purpose because you'd think he's falling asleep. he physically looks like and responds to you as if, so he has the perfect demeanor to be a pitcher. Nothing gets to him. He doesn't get too high or too low. So Nola, outside of allowing a two-run home run, is very good in seven innings. Rhea, he still had stuff at the end of that seventh inning.
Oh, that last pitch he threw, unhittable.
The location was unbelievable. So the Phillies are only up 3-2. Jose Alvarez is warming up. And Al, the very moment we go to commercial break, my phone goes off. It's Rhea.
Yeah.
Nola better be pitching that eighth inning. Mm. He was, regardless of his pitch count,
it was 104, and I knew it was close.
You look
but
at
I'm
his
like,
stuff.
He's got, here's what I was going off on, and I was yelling at the Red Sox players. I'm like, please stop fouling off pitches.
Right.
Because like, I knew how close it was.
Yeah, but he still had stuff at the end of that inning. So we're like, oh, please, Gabe, no. This is a close game. Noel still has it. Maybe start the eighth with him, have somebody warming up. He's still got it. Well, Gabe makes the risky decision to go with Jose Alvarez. Thankfully, Alvarez and Mike Morin were able to go through the eighth inning unscathed. Now we head to the ninth. Hector Neris is on the mound for the save. Allows a leadoff double. Uh-oh. Red Sox have been red hot going into this game. They won, what, five in a row, Al?
Yeah.
They've been a home run machine these last so many games. The next batter, Martinez, this is what happens.
J.D. Martinez swings, grounds it to short. Segura's got it. Going to third with it. A tag, and he's out. Oh, what a mistake by Xander Bogaerts. Oh. And what a great play by Gene Segura to cut down the lead run for out number one.
Al Morgani, what happened to your team there? Xander Bogaerts leads off with a double. Man in scoring position, no outs, last in the ninth.
Yeah.
Chopper to the shortstop. Bogaerts decides to gun it for third. Smart play gets him out at third base. Smart play by the Phillies.
Yeah. Because Bogaerts is tired of being a sitting duck that doesn't get knocked in because they left guys on second base all night long.
Mm-hmm.
So he does a stupid thing. But here's the difference with the two teams. One team won, one team lost. The Phillies won, the Red Sox lost. But the Red Sox manager said flat out, my player did a stupid thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with saying that?
That's the joke I made. Yeah. I was looking for the Alex Cora sound about how proud he was of the way his players played.
He just says it was a stupid play.
And it was.
It was a stupid play.
Is he in the fetal position now?
No, he's not protecting his guy. The guy made a dumb play.
This was in the ninth.
Yeah, he might have had really good intentions because what he's saying is, my guys stink. I better get to third base because I've been sitting on second all night long with everybody else. But it was stupid. So the manager after the game says, It's a stupid play.
Right. And the manager called him out on it and said it was a stupid play. Well, so this happens. It's a great heads-up play. Horrible base running. Yeah. So, but still, there's a man on first, one out. Hector Neris, although he's been very good this year, you always have that moment in the back of your head, like, no, Hector Neris. There's always that time.
Especially where up there. One swing. And
right, especially at Fenway Park. So there's still two outs to go. There's a man on first. Next batter, was it Benintendi?
Benintendi, yeah.
This is what happens.
Swung on line sharply, caught by Segura. Throw to first, doubled off. Game over. The Phillies win it. Wow, what a finish at Fenway Park as Gene Segura takes another runner off the bases, and the Phillies have beaten the Red Sox 3-2.
Pinch runner.
In the most unexpected way, and credit to Gene Segura. It's a great heads-up play.
He had a hell of a night last
night. On the ball. He had an excellent night. They beat the Red Sox 3-2. Al, last night's social media was bonkers. Rhea, this is a game that they don't win this type of game. They never win this type of game.
No, they don't get four runs, they don't win. Right?
Right. They don't win. They don't get four runs, they don't win. And when Hector Neris, something like that, you give off a leadoff double, there's a base running blunder.
Like, oh no.
Right. And then you get that little blooper that falls right in Gene Segura's lap, and he's quick to respond to get the double play. The Phillies never win a game like this, but they did last night. And thank goodness. It's nice to talk about. Although you could attribute luck and this and that, they won the game, but it doesn't matter. In the end, they still won the game. Phillies are back, right, Al? They're back.
Oh, no,
they're back, Al.
Yeah, they're back tonight for another game.
Drew Smiley, Al.
You can't win. You know, they're that annoying team, one step backward, one step forward, one step backward.
Mm-hmm.
Two steps forward, hopefully one step backward, but that's the way it goes. You gotta be the hottest team in baseball. For like 10 days. Just if they beat this team tonight, and then it's all set up for them to go to Florida. It's Florida, right?
It is. Yeah. They're going to play the Marlins.
It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there.
Well, I'm glad you're responding the way you are, because this sets up a great question that I have for not only you and Rhea, but everybody of the listening audience. What will the Phillies have to do to pull you back in? Al, what do they have to do? They won last night. They won in Boston. They've never won in Boston, a series. They have a chance to sweep tomorrow. It's a short two-game set. But still, they beat Boston after dropping 2 of 3 to the Padres, disappointing everybody. And then the manager made his comments, aggravating a lot of fans. What do the Phillies have to do now? So if you have 1 foot out, what do they have to do for you to jump back in?
They have to sweep the Marlins.
Yeah.
They have to sweep the Marlins.
Yeah.
So tonight, they can lose, but they have to sweep the Marlins.
I think they'll win tonight.
You do?
I do, even though it's, what's his name's, what's it, Porcella pitching?
Yes.
Yep. He wins games, but he gets tattooed, but he wins. But I think tonight they'll win. How he's won as many games as he has is, you have to score 11 runs.
Now listen, Drew Smiley's on the mound for the Phillies. He hasn't been exactly great either as of late.
No.
So you could be looking at a high-scoring four-hour game.
I think there'll be a multi-home run game for the combination of Hopper and Hoskins.
Ooh, Hoskins.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, went...
walked a couple of times,
He walked twice, I believe. Of course, I had the box score up and put it away. But he went, I believe it was 1 for 2 with 2 walks and a run scored. The run scored being in the first innings, he led off with a walk. So, improvement, although being at the leadoff spot, which I don't like him at. But nonetheless, we saw improvement from him. And because of his efforts, it did result in at least one run.
Yeah.
Rhea, what do the Phillies have to do? We talk about this for a living, so it's obviously different. But from a fan point of view, from Rhea Hughes, the fan, what do they have to do to pull you back in emotionally?
They can't lay an egg against Miami. It's very simple.
Does lay an egg mean just take 2 of 3?
No, they have to get 2 of 3.
Okay.
They got to sweep.
They have to sweep.
Al's got to sweep. They've got to take 2 of 3. They cannot be swept.
If they ever swept this thing and then lost the series.
And listen, Miami, for as awful as they are, they haven't. Did you see what they did last night? They hit Acuna to begin the game.
Really?
Snicker wind up getting thrown out because they issued warnings to both teams, and Snicker was ticked off. He's like, "Why are you warning us?"
Hmm.
And remember, they did it last year to him.
Right. Interesting. So, well, of course, the Phillies will always be an integral point of the show, and I'm asking you this morning, if you have one foot out, which I know a lot of Phillies fans do, what do they have to do to pull you back in? Of course, the manager will join us at 9 o'clock. He was very criticized for what he said on Sunday. The fans were PO'd, and frankly, many were insulted and vented to us about it. So we're going to ask him of those things we're going to discuss with Gabe. That will certainly be one of them. We're also going to talk about the Eagles today, which is awesome because something, the joint practice wrapped up yesterday. Al, there's something we're going to talk about that surrounds Carson Wentz that may be highly criticized. Something that he has been doing at camp, or now practice. Camp turned, I don't know why they changed the name. But either way, that he's been doing, that he had done the last 2 days specifically, that has been leaving what he is doing up for question.
There's not geese around there, is there?
He's not bringing his rifle and shooting geese out. Thank you. But we are
it's
going
not
to get
any geese. We are on that side of the street in South Philly. They're over at the lakes.
They're at the lakes, right? We're going to get into that. It is a NovaCare Prize Wheel Wednesday. We have some wonderful prizes to give away. We're going to go over that and introduce the NovaCare Prize Wheel topic on the other side. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phone. Elliot Shore Parks is going to join us at 8. Al, it's a Mitch Williams Wednesday.
Mitch is in today. Yes,
I have never. Mitch was here at WIP, you know, a couple years back, and I remember working with him once.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, well, don't worry.
Is Mitch raw and to the point?
Mitch will just take the wheel. You're along for the ride, my
friend.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah, I've been ever been on the sidecar of a motorcycle? Where you going?
All right, now's the time to jump on board. We have open lines. Get in on what we're talking about, and we'll get you in line to get a nice spin on the NovaCare.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.